Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm here with Lynette Murphy. She's the Assistant Director of Southern Accord. Welcome.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm great. Good to see you today. Now, you're also a choir director here in our area.
Yes.
But you take your choir director hat and you wear it when you're with Southern Accord. Tell me about the group.
Yes, Southern Accord is actually a acapella barbershop group. We are in Ruston, Louisiana, but we have members all over. We have some members that come from Ouachita Parish, right here where you are. And then we also have members who come all the way from closer to Columbia area, drive up, and then, of course, in Ruston and over in Grambling as well. So
let me ask this, because I'm used to barbershop quartets being all guys. What's the women's barbershop quartet world like?
Oh, it's so much more exciting than the men's. No, we have a good time. It's the same harmonies as far as like chord structure and musicality of everything. But we have a lot of fun, probably a little bit more glitz and glamour and makeup and sequin-y stuff than the men wear. But the sound is actually the same. We have some ladies who could give the bass guys a run for their money as far as low voices. So, but we have a good time. Sweet Adelines International is a barbershop group, and also True Harmony is another one that is barbershop. But we are just a community chorus. We sing all styles, not just barbershop. And so we have a little bit of everything.
Now, you've got a big event coming up, and it's a one-day only event, a
yes.
One-day workshop for folks. Tell me who this is for.
It is for anyone. We want to have women of all ages and all vocal types, all vocal levels. So if you are Beyonce and Ariana Grande, come on. If you're just starting out and you're like, I don't even know if I have a voice, you can come as well. And but we want to find your voice and empower you to be a woman through song.
I asked you this in our little pre-interview. Mm-hmm. Have you ever told anybody you can't sing? Just please don't come back.
We have not done that, and we really don't want to, because everybody does have some sort of voice. Now, some voices are better for speaking, some are better for singing, but you can always find something that you can better yourself at, and so we hope that in this workshop we are able to give you some tips to be able to help you to have a better voice to empower yourself, whether it's in singing or speaking or other engagements.
So when we come to the workshop, what are the kind of things that you'll learn to help with your voice and your singing?
Well, we do have a nationally acclaimed vocal coach, Robin Curtis, who is going to be coming in, and she will be giving us tips on breathing and projection and all of your vowel modifications and things that you can do to be able to sing better. And then we'll also have some work individually and also as a group. So learning how to sing with other people, not just singing in the shower by yourself.
You know, I was in band in college, and every day we did breathing exercises. And here I am 35 years later, I'm a sports announcer on the side. And before I announce, I still do my breathing exercises, mm-hmm. and I still do all the vocalizations that I learned in choir years ago.
They are used throughout your whole lifetime. And so we hope to give you some of those tips and you leave knowing something you didn't know when you came in.
You're going to have some breakout sessions as well. Tell me about some of the things we'll see in the breakouts.
Yes. So we're going to further some of the information that we get from our vocal coach. We'll also learn some parts. So you will learn a part of a song, actually a tag, a warm-up, and a song. So you'll learn three different things before you leave, so that we can come back together and then do group work. And then later on in the day, actually have a performance so that we can show some of the things that we've learned.
You left out the most important part.
Lunch.
Lunch.
Lunch is provided. It is a free workshop, and so we actually are providing you lunch and a few snacks throughout the day so that you can make it through and be strong all the way to the end of the day.
This is Saturday, March the 7th, mm-hmm. 8:30 a.m. Speaking with Lynette Murphy. She's with Southern Accord, and you're going to also have a little show that night?
Yes. So when we get done at 3 o'clock, it's from 8:30 in the morning till 3. And then at 3 o'clock, we will have a little performance for like friends and family who just want to see, okay, did you really learn something that day? Are you better than when you walked in that morning? But it's going to be a great time, and we'll be able to perform for the community and for some friends and family.
Tell me a little bit about this group. How long has the group been together?
We've been together for several years now, and we were part of, some of us were parts of another group before, and so we decided to become a community chorus so that we could reach others that we might not have reached before in the choruses that we sang with before. So
I forgot to tell folks, March 7th at the Presbyterian Church in Ruston, 212 yes. North Bonner. And the reason I thought about that is you just said community chorus. Do I have to be from Ruston or can I be from anywhere?
You can be from anywhere. We would love as many people as possible from as many parishes as possible. It is hopefully starting late enough. You don't have to get up quite so early, and we get done so you can get home before it gets dark. So we would love anybody from area parishes to come and be a part.
Now, it's probably got to be expensive at times to do this. You guys have gotten a grant from an area organization. Tell me about that and what you're using it for.
We were able to graciously get a grant from the Northeast Louisiana Arts Council, and they are helping us to be able to have the funds so that we can reach others with song. One of our main goals of our group is to share music with our community, but also bring others in to be a part of music, because music is healing, music is entertainment, and music can just better you to be a better person, just to work through everything inside of you internally. And so we want everybody to be able to find their voice, whether it be singing or speaking, but to empower people to have a voice, and we want it to be through song because we love music.
Now, even if you don't have any skill level, this is still okay?
Yes, it is. We will have some simple things, so don't worry that we're going to throw you in and make you have to sing like opera or anything by the time you're done. But we will start very easy, and we will give you all the information that you need. And hopefully when you leave, you will feel more empowered than you did when you came in that morning.
Speaking today with Lynette Murphy, she's the Assistant Director of Southern Accord. Lynette, for folks to learn more about Southern Accord, what do they need to do?
You can go to our website or our Facebook page. Our website is southernaccordchorus.org. And that's Southern, A-C-H-O-R-D, chorus.org.
And for this event, do I need to pre-register or can I just show up on that Saturday?
We do encourage pre-registration just so that we can get the information for lunch and all of the things that we need to prepare for. But you are more than welcome to walk in that day. And we will still welcome you in and let you be a part. All of that information is on our website and on our Facebook page as well.
And you can find more information about the one-day workshop on our website, kedm.org.